The markets resumed their fall today as deals are hard to come by. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 23rd day of March. Thanks for being with us again. And yes, there is a toilet paper report out today. Retailers are dangling deals, but will consumers bite? There's a pizza chain that wants to hire 30,000 workers. And really, grocery stores and security is in the news. Zillow is canceling home sales, and the rental industry is also reporting a slowdown. We'll check the markets and what the future may hold. Plus, our guest is Jessica Dunker from the Iowa Restaurant Association, a sector decimated by closures. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, the markets resumed their free fall today. For a second time in less than 24 hours, a bill that would authorize giant fiscal spending to stimulate the economy failed to clear a key procedural hurdle. The vote failed even after Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he expects the Senate to reach a deal on a massive fiscal stimulus package. Earlier today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Congress was very close to getting a fiscal package done, noting that it must be forwarded today. But in the end, that didn't happen. And I'll share the numbers with you in just a bit. You know, frankly, I'm a bit confused with all the hoarding of toilet paper, but it's a real thing, and manufacturers are working around the clock to manufacture more. From Maine to Oregon, toilet paper producers are ramping up production and shipping operations to resupply stores wiped out by consumers buying toilet paper and paper towels in bulk. But the toilet paper is flying off the shelves as fast as stores can restock them. Even shopping clubs like Costco and big box retailers like Walmart and Target that have enormous stocks were emptied of toilet paper and paper towels. Those stores are still getting shipments, but the shelves are emptied all over again as soon as they're restocked. In Maine, officials are investigating a convenience store accused of selling $10 rolls of toilet paper. And according to research firm Nielsen, we're not making this up. Toilet paper sales nationally jumped about 213% in the week that ended on March 14th. It's not just panic driving demand. Americans are going to need more toilet paper in their homes because, well, they're working remotely from home and children aren't going to school. The industry estimates that it would mean about 140% boost in toilet paper consumption in homes based on data from market research company IRI and the U.S. Census. Well, you may have seen the social media feeds. I know we have. Macy's, Nike, and Vineyard Vines are just a few of the companies currently offering decent deals online to try to stir up some sales as their stores sit dark. Many retailers are also throwing in free shipping if they already didn't offer it and extending the window of time you have to make a return. But even with a 25 or 30% coupon sitting in their email boxes, most consumers are not looking for a new pair of shoes right now. The uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus has prompted many to tighten their wallets. Spending has rapidly shifted to staple items like groceries and household cleaning supplies and away from apparel and accessories. Some shoppers are likely also pulling back because they're concerned about keeping a steady paycheck. The unemployment rate in the United States is expected to spike as job cuts mount. Goldman Sachs economists have forecasted a historical sharp and swift recession, with second quarter GDP sinking a stunning 24%, following a 6% decline in the first quarter. We'll have more on that in just a moment. Well, last week it was Target, Costco, and Walmart looking for employees. Today, it's Pizza Hut. The company said it has 30,000 permanent open positions to fill. Jobs include cooks, managers, and shift leaders. The pizza chain, which is part of the Yum! Brands portfolio, is also speeding the process of training, with the goal of getting drivers trained and on the road in 5 hours. Pizza Hut has put a number of policies in place, like contactless delivery, that restaurants are increasingly using. And as families eat more meals together, Pizza Hut says it has seen a spike in demand for its Big Dipper pizza, which offers 2 feet of pizza and 24 slices, in case you were hungry. While it's not an issue here in Iowa, where we emanate from, CNN is reporting that some grocery store chains are hiring off-duty police and private security firms to help manage crowds and traffic in several U.S. cities. ShopRite, Stop & Shop, and Kroger are the three major chains beefing up their security, according to the companies. Kroger has increased its off-duty police and uniformed presence in Columbus, Ohio, according to a spokesman for the city. Walmart is using a mix of off-duty law enforcement and third-party security, said a spokesperson there. Well, Zillow today said it will suspend home buying in all 24 markets where it currently operates its Zillow Offers service. It's all in response to local public health orders. As of March 19, Zillow said its home inventory balance has declined to 1,860 homes from 2,700 homes at the end of last year. Company chief executive Rich Barton said, quote, "Given the concerns for public safety and rapid developments by governments that restrict local real estate activities, we determined it was prudent to pause our home buying to preserve our capital," end quote. Well, it's not only home sales that are being impacted. Today we learned that rentals have also hit a wall. The nationwide rental listing service, Rent Cafe, said that rental housing searches on its site dropped by 25% between March 11th and March 17th. For that same week, a year earlier, traffic was down just 4%. Rent Cafe also said their overall traffic on the site was down by 22%, paid advertisement was down by 28%, and 48% fewer renters were searching for apartment utility information. According to Rent Cafe as well, Google Trends showed a sharp increase in renter interest for terms including home office setup, home workout, and home disinfection. On the flip side, Google Trends saw a search decrease in terms like apartments near me, apartments for rent, and apartments. Well, Wall Street closed sharply lower again today. The Dow closed 582 points lower at 18,591 and was losing 3% after hitting its lowest level in 3 years earlier in the session. The S&P 500 slid 2.9% to end the day at 2,237, while the NASDAQ was down about 0.3 at 6,860. Investors were hoping for some sort of economic deal that could be wrangled out of the U.S. Senate, but for the second time in 24 hours, that did not materialize. The failed votes in the U.S. Senate were enough to pressure Wall Street once again, even after the Federal Reserve announced an open-ended asset purchase program, which the central bank will run in the amounts needed to support smooth market functioning, end quote. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin would meet to try to work out a deal. The main sticking point seems to be the amount of money being targeted to already successful corporations, while leaving much of working Americans and small businesses out. Meanwhile, here in Iowa, the state is offering small businesses up to $25,000 in state grants to help them stay in business. The funds are coming from about $4 million in disaster money approved by the legislature before it postponed its session due to the pandemic. And finally, there is this. Earlier today, I was on the phone with calls to several individuals who wanted to talk business. In one of those conversations, I was asked what I thought the future might look like 3 or 4 years down the road when it comes to how we do business. My honest answer was that I'm not sure what things are going to look like in 3 or 4 months. But what I am sure of is the times in which we are living today may very well alter much of our economic life, not unlike the Great Depression altered the lives of those who went through that calamity. Now there are experts out there much more attuned than I am, and they're saying it's clear the U.S. is entering a recession. The ultimate fear is that all of this could turn into a protracted issue that has some favor, yes, even a depression. But now that's far from the case. with many analysts and investors taking heart from signs of revival in the original epicenter of the coronavirus, and that's in China, and predicting a second-half upturn in the U.S. after the contagion hopefully subsides. But as business activity halts and layoffs surge, some prominent economy watchers, including former White House chief economist Glenn Hubbard and Kevin Hassett, and former Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Alan Blinder, say, well, they've drawn comparisons to the Great Depression, though they have stopped well short of forecasting another one. Former International Monetary Fund chief economist Maury Obstfeld said that the world hasn't seen a synchronized interruption in economic output in decades. The best example the University of California, Berkeley professor can think of is, well, maybe the Great Depression. The U.S. undoubtedly will suffer a huge economic contraction as businesses close and Americans stay home. By some estimates, the economy is headed toward its worst quarter in record since 1947. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company expects gross domestic product to shrink at an annualized rate of 14% in the April-June period, while Bank of America and Oxford Economics both see a 12% drop. Goldman Sachs Group, well, they see a 24% plunge. And that is cause to worry greatly. Stay tuned. When we come back, our guest is Jessica Dunker. Jessica is the president and chief executive officer of the Iowa Restaurant Association. What's she going to talk about? Well, the impact the closure of bars and restaurants has had on the 155,000 Iowans who are employed in the food service area. That story is coming up next.